Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Des is here now with Sport. Des, first, distress in Dundalk.
Real distress, because the football club there, Cian, could cease to exist by the end of the day, according to reports, unless they find an investor quickly.
The end
quickly.
Of the day.
That's, last night, Dundalk issued a statement saying they were aware of rumours, and this is the next 24 hours is a critical time for the club. We hope we can get a deal done that keeps us going forward. There have been 30 matches played in the league so far. There's only a few to go. Apparently, they would need between 250 and half a million to keep going to the end of the season. The players weren't paid a couple of weeks ago. They got money through an FAI sum given to them to pay the wages last week. There isn't money to pay the wages. What would irritate me as an observer, as a fan, Dundalk in the last decade won the league something like five times. They were in Europe. There was all this money coming in. The ground wasn't improved. I don't know where all the money, the money wasn't spent wisely, which doesn't help solve their problem today. Apparently, there was an investor interested from America in talks with Brian Ainscough, the owner, who only took over a short time ago. But they were turned off by the debts of the club, which are over a million. So the next 24 hours are crucial, as we say. If Dundalk's demise were to happen, and please God it doesn't, because it has huge impact for the town, it's really important for their town. The result of all their matches in the league, the 30 matches, would be expunged. And that would change the top of the table, because Shelburne did better against them than Derry City. So if all the results are taken out, Derry City would then go ahead of Shelburne at the top of the table. So there's all kinds of implications. But primarily the implications are people's jobs at the club. That's the most important thing. In contrast to the financial problems in Dundalk, just a few miles up the road at Royal County Down, there was a lot of money on offer. Denmark's Rasmus Højgaard produced a brilliant finish to win the first prize of €920,000, as Rory McIlroy suffered another heartbreaking loss. McIlroy looked on course to regain the title. He led by two shots with four holes to play. But while Højgaard finished superbly with four birdies in the last five holes, McIlroy crucially bogeyed 15 and 17, and then agonisingly just missed an eagle putt on 18, which would have forced a playoff. This was his reaction.
That roar when I hit that second shot on 18 was pretty cool. Look, the support I got out there this week was absolutely amazing. I've had a great time being home. It's been too long. I need to keep coming back more often, but I'm very lucky. I get so much support when I come back, and I certainly don't take it for granted. You know, I sort of had to try to keep my composure walking up to the 18th green there, but I did that as best as I could. But yeah, it's, wish I could play in front of that sort of, you know, those fans in this atmosphere every week. It isn't quite like that, but from where I was at the start of the week and what I wanted to do, it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, if anything, it just whets my appetite even more for Portrush next year.
Yeah, well, still on golf, the United States won the Solheim Cup for the first time since 2017. It was a great finish, very dramatic, a lot closer than the 15.5, 12.5 scoreline suggests, because several of the matches were level with a few holes to go. The world number two, Lilia Vu, delivered the winning moment after the holders Europe had pushed the host very close. Leona Maguire won her singles match very impressively by 4-3 against Ali Ewing. Now, in the English Premier League, Gabriel's second half header was enough for a depleted Arsenal side to beat Tottenham 1-0 and keep the pressure on Manchester City. The defeat leaves Spurs with just one win so far this season. Arsenal are second in the table, and Harvey Barnes' goal for Newcastle, which gave Newcastle a 2-1 win at Wolves, means Newcastle join Arsenal on 10 points behind City, who are on 12. West Brom went top of the Championship. They had a 3-0 win at Portsmouth. And in Scotland, Rangers beat Dundee United 1-0 to move 5 points behind Celtic and Aberdeen. Tonight, Galway United play Shamrock Rovers. In Formula 1 action, Oscar Piastri fended off Charles Leclerc to win a thrilling Azerbaijan Grand Prix, as Lando Norris recovered to 4th place and he beat Max Verstappen. The result means Norris reduces Verstappen's championship lead by 3 points, and McLaren have taken the lead in the Constructors' Championship from Red Bull. That's a big change. In cricket, Ireland completed their record chase in women's T20 international, secure a thrilling 5-wicket victory over England at Clontarf. A great victory for them. Orla Prendergast top scored with a brilliant 80 from 51 deliveries, as Ireland reached their target of 170 with just one ball to spare. To racing at the Curragh, a huge day there, and Aidan O'Brien was not ruling out a tilt at the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe with Kyprios after the popular Stair took back his crown in the Comer Group International Irish St Ledger. O'Brien also pocketed a 10th Moyglare Stud Stakes when Lake Victoria won by 1.25 lengths under Wayne Lorden. And Bradsell produced another blistering display to supplement last month's Nunthorpe success with another Group 1 victory in the Bar 1 Racing Flying 5 Stakes, a first win in Ireland for jockey Holly Doyle.
I think it's one of the hardest places in the world to ride winners, let alone Group 1s. The best trainers, the best jockeys are all born and bred here, and it's the home of horse racing. So, no, it's a huge privilege to be in a position to have horses like him.
Yeah, he's really strengthened up as well, because last year he was here, he was fourth, but it's only over five furlongs, and they go really fast. Is it real adrenaline speed going in over five furlongs here at the Curragh?
Yeah, it's a stiff track. It's almost like an easy six, almost a five here, so you've got to have a bit of speed and stamina, although it sounds stupid, because they're sprinters, but they've got to have a bit of something, and he's definitely got it.
It's been a big weekend for your household. Your husband Tom won the Champion Stakes yesterday, you win a Group 1 here today, so they'll both be in good form going home. But actually, your father's from Clonmel.
Yeah, my family all live down in Clonmel, so they often come racing, but unfortunately they didn't come today, which is annoying. But no, it is really special. It's something I really wanted to do for quite a long time. Feels like my home almost, although I'm not born or bred here, but it's I know they'll all be watching.
Holly making them all feel guilty down in Clonmel. With a change of scene to racing today, the action is on Laytown Beach, Gavin.